Good Tuesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Delta Airlines. Here's something to think about. With Democrats in the middle of a contentious leadership battle, it seems like Republicans will need to bear the brunt of any big-time legislating on their own. Can Democrats have their fingerprints on any sort of deal to build a border wall? What incentive do Democrats have to cooperate when they'll have the majority in the House in 60 short days? Rachel Bate has an update about the speaker race. Nancy Pelosi and her allies have warned against ousting a woman from the speakership. Kyle Cheney reports that Elijah Cummings pleaded with Democrats to back Pelosi or risk self-destructive behavior. Kyrsten Sinema has been declared the winner in the Arizona Senate race, guaranteeing Democrats 47 seats in the Senate next Congress. By the way, John Kyle is going to resign after the first of the year, giving Arizona Governor Doug Ducey the chance to put someone else in that seat. The Washington Post reports that the president wants to oust Kirstjen Nielsen from the Department of Homeland Security. That would mean the Senate would have to confirm an attorney general and DHS secretary. Maryland is going to sue to have Matt Whitaker ousted from the Justice Department, arguing that Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein should be the acting Attorney General. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.